We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Phil from Dayton.
Phil from Dayton. What's up, Phil from Dayton?
How is this, man?
Yeah, I was calling in, agreeing with y'all. How y'all doing this morning, first off? Everybody all right?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, King.
That's for sure. Man, I was calling because actually on this note, I heard you talking about the bear.
Oh, boy.
Took me back a few years ago. I tried to buy a bear out here. They were letting them go for $600, man. My wife looked at me like I was crazy.
What?
Same marketing you did, bro.
What kind of bears? Black bears?
I can't believe I'm in this conversation.
And were they trained or you had to get them trained?
You get one free.
He started out buying it as a cub, but the guy will work with him to train him. But he had it in the back seat like a baby, drinking out of his own bottle.
I've seen that. No. I've seen that on YouTube. I've seen the babies drinking out of bottles. Y'all are bugging if y'all wouldn't want y'all a well-trained bear.
Bro,
get out of here.
Bear for you if you want one.
Nobody's gonna play with you with a bear.
I got a bear for you if you want one, bro.
That even looks harder in your yard. Beware the bear instead of beware the dog.
Plus, if you've seen Bad Trip, you could get it in like that.
Like what?
Every silver lining has a cloud, though, Yee. I mean,
what?
Every silver lining has a cloud? No, I think it's
every cloud has a silver lining, sir.
You know what you meant.
I guess it could be the other way around, too, though.
That's just...
Yeah, I guess every silver...
The whole bear conversation.
Every silver lining could have a cloud as well. You're right. It's all about perspective.
Don't go buy no bear. Please, it's going to end up wrong.
I like to focus on the positive.
I'm with you, brother. Appreciate you, King.
That's all I'm saying.
So conversations null and void.
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Envy? Good morning, Charlamagne. Come on, Angela.
Peace, Rick.
What up, Rick? Get it off your chest.
I was thinking, how is Charlamagne like roommate shaming people and he slept on these couches?
I wasn't roommate shaming. I think y'all missed the whole point of the... I think y'all missed the point of the conversation. We said a 30-plus-year-old grown man with another 30-plus-year-old grown man. That was the conversation.
Some people are late bloomers. Maybe in your 30s, you're a late bloomer.
I agree with you.
Or maybe you're saving to buy a house.
Exactly.
I agree with you. But you got to have more than one bathroom, bro. You can't... That's all I was saying.
Well, I agree with that, too.
That's all I was saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with a grown man being with another grown man if it's a means to an end. But you got to have more than one bathroom. You can't have your cheeks touching the same toilet.
I hear you. Angela, for late bloomers, right? Speaking of, there's a documentary on Tina Turner. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I started it.
Yes. I love Tina Turner. You know, that was my mom's favorite artist when I was growing up.
I love Tina Turner too. Her documentary of her starting her career over in her early 40s, that's a really inspiring thing for late bloomers. I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday that's in their 30s and they really don't know where they want to go with their life and their career. And I recommended that they watch that because it's really inspiring, you know, to figure out.
Yes, really. It was really dope because she had to leave Ike Turner and then people kind of blackballed her a little bit and then they were acting like she couldn't do
her past, and you know, it kept coming up all the time and it's come up so many times over the years, but was able to turn her life around and be the person that we know today, and it was all in her late 40s. So shout out to the late bloomers.
You
gotta back up for a little bit and share a bathroom. What you gotta do is you get weeding stuff.
But it's a means to an end though. It's not a permanent situation. It's a means to an end.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Edgar.
Hey, Edgar. Hey, Edgar.
Hey, I'm calling right here from L.A. This is actually the first time I tried calling. It's crazy that I made it. I love you guys.
Thank you, Edgar.
Love you back.
So I just wanted to say, like, what do you guys think about all the street vendors getting attacked in L.A. and stuff like that? It's really sad.
All the street vendors? I mean, nobody should just be getting randomly attacked. I mean, like, what do you? Why do people ask that question? Like, somebody's gonna say, "I think it's a great thing that street vendors are getting attacked." Like, it's horrible.
No, well, I just wanted to mention. I haven't really heard you guys talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm from here. I'm an Hispanic myself, so I haven't seen like a lot of light. So a lot of people talk about that stuff. You know, you guys are very influential.
Yeah, I've only seen one though. I saw one last year. I follow Letty Martinez, so I saw Letty post about it. I saw her post about it was an older woman she got attacked last year, right?
Yeah, there's been a bunch. A lot of Mexican street vendors have been attacked randomly.
Really?
It's been a very consistent thing.
Wow. Where's this at? Where are they getting attacked at?
LA.
LA. Yeah, LA. Mostly LA. You know, Orange County area.
Well, yeah, that's horrible. And you know, somebody needs to hold that down. I want them street vendors to be able to protect themselves. All they need is a hammer. Y'all can't carry in California, right?
No.
No, they can't. I mean, I've been seeing there's a couple pages of Mexican pages that supposedly, you know, you got these guys walking around with the street vendors and stuff like that. But I mean, that doesn't really do anything. You know, I would just like people of power to talk about it or something, you know?
Yeah, what do they get out of that? It's not like street vendors got a whole bunch of money on them.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You know, this is pointless violence.
Well,
racism.
I hope the next person that runs up on a street vendor, especially an older person, old lady, old man, gets shot.
Well, man, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you guys. You guys really get me through my long night at work. I'm actually at work right now. You guys motivate me. You get envy. You're really pretty. All that, man. It's crazy, man. You guys really inspired me.
Well, thank you so much, man. We're going to be out in LA soon, too. So have a good weekend, brother. Soon. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, y'all. What's going on? It's Nick G from Michigan, man.
What's up, Nick?
Nick G, what's happening, King?
Man, look, I had a serious debate with my friends in my group chat yesterday. I don't know how to word this right for the radio, but they said I'm lame because I have never received oral from the back.
You never received oral from the back? How old are you, first of all?
I'm 33.
Hold on, you saying that you never got your butt toss salad?
No, he's
from the back. From the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be that you might just be small.
No. My thing is this, though. My thing is this, the positioning of it. Like, why would you do that?
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll.
I told my boy, I'm like, bro, no, that's not something like from the side, from the front, yeah.
From the front, from the back, to the side.
I'm just curious, how did that conversation start? Did one of your guys say, hey, who's been on their knees before? Like, how did that conversation happen?
How it started was the homie said, y'all won't believe what happened last night.
Oh, that's how it usually starts.
Exactly, and that's how we started. We like, man, you wildin', bro. You tripping, bro.
I want y'all to be more sexually liberated, man. Y'all care too much about what. First of all, if you're in the bedroom, right, and you with a woman, and a woman asked to do that, thinking about what your boys think, that within itself is weird.
Yeah, that's
why are you thinking
weird.
About your boys in that situation?
No. I don't think anybody was thinking about their boys. I think after the fact, he was surprised that it happened. So we've been friends since we was in sixth grade. Like, we tell each other everything. So,
true.
It's just weird to me, man. It's just something.
But let's keep it real. You thinking about it because he said it was amazing.
He is thinking about it
a little bit.
He is thinking about it.
Yeah, let me say that to my wife and see how that work out.
What, suck my dick from the back? That's actually disrespectful. A lot of dudes do that when they're really trying to disrespect somebody. Suck my dick from the back.
Exactly.
Why is that disrespectful?
Man, y'all have a good day, man.
Blessings to you.
He won't speak no more.
But yeah, listen, in the bedroom, do what makes you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, don't do it.
Hello, who's this?
It's this is Broke BX.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
All right, what I have to say is, it's more or less like I have a question. Like, my thing is, like, for, honestly, for our people, what are we going to do? We keep asking a question about, we're begging these people to help us. They're not going to help us. We're begging our enemy to help us. So
true.
I'm trying to figure out, the question is, to our black people, it's like we're starting to look ridiculous to me. What are we going to do? These people, when they get upset, they storm Capitol buildings, federal buildings, and commit murder when they don't get their way. Imagine if we were killing their kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's like, as black people, we have to stop. It's like, I swear, it makes me want to say I'm starting to hate our own people because we're like masochists. Why are we scared to defend ourselves? We're not wrong. Like, so why are we going to keep going through this? Because this is a racist country. We have a racist government who are out to destroy us. If we're not like them, they want to get rid of us. So are we going to be like, we're sitting back and letting them kill us? I feel like, if a cop is going to take me out, I'd rather go out fighting. Let me go out with a chance. Don't just kill me with my hands up in the air. And that's what they do to us. So we know this. What are we going to do? Let's stop asking them. Joe Biden don't care about us. Kamala Harris don't care about us. They worried about immigrants. They worried about the Asians right now. They get a bill. Like this guy, Dr. Umar said, they got a bill passed that fast for them. And they're not getting killed. They're just getting assaulted. We're getting killed, and we can't get nothing passed for us. So let's stop asking them, what are they going to do? What are we going to do to make them stop? And if it's not an eye for an eye, they're never going to stop.
Right. Yeah, I'm focused on trying to get policy passed, man. I'm focused on trying to get the laws passed. You know, when you got laws like police officers can use fatal force whenever they feel threatened or whenever they feel like you're a threat to somebody else, just based off what they feel, that's going to always be an issue. And they can always legally, you know, justify murdering us.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
That's right.
The Wall Street Trapper. What up, brother?
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, family? How everybody doing?
Blessed, right. Black, and highly favored,
that's
man.
That's a fact.
Now, for people who don't know who The Wall Street Trapper is...
You might have heard him on the Earn Your Leisure podcast.
Earn Your Leisure podcast.
Shout out to my brothers.
I think I missed you. I missed you that week, right?
Yeah. I go back home a lot, so I went back to New Orleans to be with my daughter when you came.
Yeah, I missed
definitely
you that
talk
week.
Definitely talked to Matt about talking to you about that, dude. Definitely.
Yeah, so let's...
Been on 85 South Show.
Shout out to Carlos and the crew,
that's
man.
Right.
I appreciate those guys,
DC,
man.
Chico, Chad,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
happening?
Yeah, for
so
real.
So let's break down why you're the Wall Street Trapper.
Well, man, first and foremost, let me say this, man. Charlamagne, I want to tell you, man, I appreciate you, brother. You the first black man I ever heard talk about mental health.
Mm.
And just coming from where I'm from in New Orleans, man, you know, I saw my moms get shot when I was 9. I wound up going to prison at 16 for shooting a man. And just being in the hood, coming up in the streets, man, you never know how trauma affects you.
Mm-hmm.
So I really got a therapist now, man.
Wow.
So I want to tell you, man, I appreciate you for that.
Love, King.
For real, I appreciate you for that. Just the Wall Street Trapper, man. Grew up in New Orleans, man. Saw my moms get shot, went to prison, all that stuff. My story ain't no different to many other people, but just in prison, I got introduced to stocks. A white guy told me this. I had just had a fight with two of my so-called friends, man. And he had a look of frustration on his face, right? And he was just like, man, y'all playing the wrong game. And in my mind, I'm like, how are we playing the wrong game? You in here with me?
Word.
But he told me some profound stuff, man. He said... I had a red band on. So in New Orleans, a red band means attempt murder, on robbery, carjacking, violent offense. Mm-hmm. And he had a red and white band on, which means he was going to the feds. And he was like, I can almost promise you, you're in here for something less than $100,000. And I was like, for sure. And he was like, well, I embezzled $2.8 million from my company, paid restitution to $800,000. I still kept $2 million. I'm only doing 18 months. He was like, how much time you have? I was 16 at the time. I had 10 years. He was like, now you understand. I was like, man, you lying, man. You ain't got that much money. one thing about being in prison, you always have your paperwork with you. So he showed me his paperwork. I see it in black and white. He's showing me the places he's been to. And I'm like, yo, I need to play that game. Like, what is that? And he was just like, listen, one of the first things you got to stop doing is like, stop trading your time for money. Start learning to make your money work for you. Mm-hmm. And then he tells me wealthy people invest in stocks. They start a business and then they buy real estate. You do those three things, your life will change. Mm-hmm. So the rest of my 10 years, I dedicated myself to like, yo, I just got to learn how to play it. Started dedicating myself to reading. And I was like, damn, like this shit different. I see a bunch of white men making a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. Like, why have I never been taught this? Like, why we never taught this? Mm-hmm. And just coming back home from prison, Mike Tyson said it best, man. Everybody got a plan till they get punched in the face. Right? So I got back home. I got this idea. I see it. But how do I get money? Mm-hmm. Like, I get back in the streets. That's what I know how to do. My grams went to the feds. My mom, like, this is what I know how to do. This is my environment. Mm-hmm. No matter what I know, I got to get money. So I get back in the streets, man. And just in that whole process, I'm like, all right, cool. This is what it is. My mind, I'm going to just use my hustle money to invest in the stock market. Like, this how I'm thinking it's going to work. Kind of didn't go that way. I catch another charge. The narcs kicked my doing, 10 pounds of weed, $10,000. I was facing another 35 years. That cost me $60,000. So everything that I had worked for in the streets, I had done lost it again. Mm-hmm. So, just God came to me one day and he was like, man, you playing the wrong game. Like, and it just, I had an epiphany. So I was like, all right, cool. So I still didn't get it though, because I got back in the streets, but this time I couldn't hustle. So I started robbing, hustlers. Like, that's the next best thing for me in my mind. Like, the streets is what I know how to do. And then I just, like, all right, let me do something then. So I just started reading it again. I always was a smart dude. So I'm like, all right, let me just try it then. So I started really getting into it. Like, all right, yo, this shit makes sense. Like, damn, I see why they don't teach us this. This shit powerful. Like, 70% of everything that we use and consume with our money is on the stock market. Mm-hmm. And I started teaching my homies, and I was like, all right, look, how do I make it realistic to them? How do I make them tap into it? Mm-hmm. Right? So I can't talk to everybody, but I can talk to street dudes. Like, I can talk to them. So I'm like, yo, check this out. If you go do a bid, which is going to happen, what do you come home to? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to get back in the streets. You got to get it out the mud again. So if you had money invested for you, when you come home, you got money. You don't got to ask nobody for no handout. Like, so let's start thinking bigger picture now. What happens if you get killed in the street? Because most of us either go to jail or we get killed. What do you leave your kids? Like, let's start making it make sense. So the goal for me was to never tell you get out the streets. It was to start saying, yo, let's start thinking about our family now. Like, let's start thinking about something bigger than us. And nobody never came to us like that. So that was my whole avenue. And so the Wall Street Trapper was me just saying, let me turn the Trapper word into something positive, mm-hmm. instead of always being about dope, instead of always being about hustling. And I knew my voice for who I was talking to. I never wanted to talk to nobody else.
All right, we got more with the Wall Street Trapper. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the Wall Street Trapper. Charlamagne?
Mr. Trapper, what was the first amount of money you invested into the stock market, and what stock was it?
It's $10,000 I invested in Ford. Probably the worst investment I made in the beginning because I was just going off of everybody got a Mustang. This before I learned the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was a bad company.
I did that, too. I brought you involved, too.
Yeah, I thought it was a bad company.
Mm-hmm. What'd you get me in?
Under Armour.
No, I wanted to do Under Armour because in my head it was Steph Curry was endorsing it, and I was like, everything Steph Curry's attached to, I felt comfortable about at that time.
But, it did good for a month.
It could still come back.
It did good for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And then,
so I own a company called Lululemon.
Now, when you say you own a company, you invest in a company, you call yourself ownership?
No, I'm an owner. So, I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. When you buy stock in the business, you are part owner.
That's right.
At that point. Like, no BS.
Well, I own Disney then.
Yes. You are. I teach my daughter that. Yes. I teach my daughter that. I was like, Stank, you own 250 shares of Disney. She was like, Daddy, I own Mickey Mouse. I said, you damn right. Like, you get voting rights. Like, they send you emails like, yo, this is what it's called in a proxy statement. Mm-hmm. Yo, this is what we're doing. This is where we lost money at. This is how we plan on making money. Oh, and by the way, we declaring a 50-cent dividend that's to you. As an owner of stock, you are now entitled to a portion of the profit that that business makes. What makes you better is the more ownership you have, the more say-so you have.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? As with anything. So I, instead of Under Armour, like I bought Lululemon because I felt it was a better business.
That worked out for you. Yeah,
but even so, like you do real estate, Envy, like what people don't know is like, you can get into real estate in the stock market, right? Through what's called Real Estate Investment Trust, REITs, right? So just think about this. Walmart, Amazon, they're not in the real estate, McDonald's, they're not in the real estate business, so say, but they can go to somebody and say, yo, I need a warehouse made 1,000 square feet by 1,000 square feet. The people going to come to them and say, okay, cool, we'll build it for you, but you have to sign a lease with us, triple net lease, right? And that's just simply saying, I'll provide the building, you pay all the bills.
50-year lease.
Right? So now, as an investor, I can say I own the company where Amazon pays rent to. I own the company that Walmart pays rent to. 7-Eleven, I own a company called O Realty, right? They pay dividends every month. They own 7-Eleven, Walgreens, Planet Fitness, Home Depot. So I own the people they pay rent to. So essentially, you can still get into real estate that way.
Yep.
What do you think you would be if you didn't go to jail?
I tell people that's the most important part of my life. I would never take that 10 years back. Like, I did it. You can't. Time is our most important asset. But for me, that elevated my who I am as a man, who I am as a father to another level. Without prison, there is no Wall Street trap.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I asked that question because, like, I always say prisons aren't real correctional facilities.
Hell no.
But if there was actual teachers there instead of the guy that you was... You know, that was there doing a bid with you. Somebody that could actually plant seeds in you and say, yo, Trapper, won't you come you know, do but this stock exchange thing for real? Yeah. Like, go to classes while you're here.
Yeah.
You could come out a better human.
But we need people like you that.
I'm really trying to get back in prisons right now. Like, that's something, like, I'm heavy. I was talking to my guy, Andre Norman. I'm like, yo, I need to get back in the trap for real. Like, I am my brother's keepers in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I had a knowledge and I don't teach it to him, then I'm at fault, not him.
Each one teach one.
You feel me? So I started holding myself accountable for teaching my brother stuff. And so I had to relearn a whole bunch of stuff, like my actions, my ways, my demeanor, me seeing another black man, not looking at him like I got something against him, but looking at him like, what's good, King? How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can, like, let me defuse it early.
Mm-hmm.
That dialogue, it changed. So now you're receptive to what I got to say.
That's why I love your story, because it literally just shows all you got to do is pour in the brothers and sisters, man. Like, just because you grew up in a certain environment, we not set in our ways. We just don't know any other ways.
Learn behavior.
That's it.
It's learned behavior.
Thank you for joining us, bro.
Thank y'all, brothers. Sir. Thank y'all.
Give me
man.
Information, Instagram.
Oh, for sure, man. Wall Street Trapper on Instagram is wall_street_trapper. And on YouTube is just Wall Street Trapper, man. Check me out. I drop a lot of information every day, all day on Instagram and YouTube. So just holler at me, man. Let's get it. Let's trap. Big trap.
All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Wall Street Trapper.
Appreciate y'all, man.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. The General Insurance understands that no one's perfect and we could all use a break every now and then. The General works with you to keep you covered and will always treat you with respect. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
Do you remember this?
It's that time.
Bring it back. Check out the classic topic discussion.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about something that our friend Little Duval said. Now,
Deacon Duval. What did Deacon Duval say?
Little Duval said, how you a grown-ass man over 30 sharing a place with another grown-ass man?
Wow.
So we said that. We were talking behind the scenes, and our friend, our board op over here, Dramos got a little upset.
Dramos, are you in this situation?
Well, first of all, I just bought my own house, my own property recently.
Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations.
But, 3 months ago, yes, I was in that situation.
And so, why?
Because y'all don't pay me enough up here.
Okay. So, you know, I understand that. Listen, I understand where Duval is coming from. I don't judge people. You know what I mean? Because as Dramos said, sometimes it's an economic, most of the time it's an economic situation. But when I see grown men sharing space with other grown men, I just assume they're gay or related. And I have no problem with it.
Why is that the assumption?
I don't know. I'm just thinking what I assume. Asses assume. That's why you shouldn't assume, right?
Or was that any truth to any of those things he
said?
No,
it's not any damn truth. First of all, it's expensive. You know, you save some money over here.
I understand where Dramos is coming from. I have no problem with it. I like unity and group operation. As Dramos said, rent is expensive. But I will say, if two grown men are sharing one bathroom, you got to get your life together. Because if you're using the same toilet as a person, y'all a couple.
Y'all a couple.
Come on, bro. Your cheeks share the same cheek toilet seat as another man?
Yeah, y'all a little
come on,
they
bro.
Y'all,
hold on, Dramos. Did y'all have one bathroom or two bathrooms in the place?
One bathroom.
Whoa.
How many toothbrushes?
Whoa.
Shut up, man.
Hold on. So what if you really had to go, right, to do a number two, but he just came off from doing a number two? So you walk right in and smell him?
They flirting.
Yeah, you gotta,
Bro,
flirting, see?
That gotta be the rule. If two grown men share space, it gotta be two bathrooms in the space. It got to be.
Unless they don't want that.
Shut up.
Jasmine.
Oh, this is Jay Lee. Good morning, y'all. I wanted to say, whoever wants to be besties with their best friend when they come home from jail and they want to go to basketball summer league all summer, not taking care of their responsibilities, that's why men want to be roommates with other men.
This sounds very personal.
It does sound personal.
What happened?
It's like me and my soul, Charlamagne. My baby's dad was in feds for 15 years, promising me love the whole 15 years.
Oh, boy.
He come home, don't want to speak to his baby's mom. He wouldn't have survived without. Them kids wouldn't have survived without me. He wouldn't have come home and got his other girl's name tatted on his back, so I got to get somebody's diamond on my hand. What the hell?
What?
So listen, does he have a roommate?
He's still in the halfway house, but he's trying to room up with his bestie when he get out the halfway house because he don't want to handle responsibility.
He used
coming
to
out of prison.
Maybe he just used to having a celly, boo. That's all.
Yeah, maybe he used to having a celly. A whole dude. Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't want nothing to do with that. But if you promising me promises of love, I'm sending you money and all that. You're gonna have to pay a price when you come home and then you try to front on me.
Are you calling from Philadelphia?
Yes.
Around that, yes.
Yeah, I can hear the Philly in your
goodness
tone.
Gracious.
I can hear the accent.
Well, I'm sorry,
and
Mama.
It's all good. I just wanted to see what Angela Yee thought, if she thought Shady was going to scoop me or not, because I don't got to wait around for no
what
jailbird.
She not here.
She not here today, Mama.
Well, I'm asking CNA, what's up? What's
going on? I think that you shouldn't force anybody to want to be with you. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't have to.
I agree. I think Dramos is taking all the good men, so just
shut
be careful.
The hell up.
And I think that if he's been in jail for the past 15 years and he wants to come home and live with another man instead of you, says a lot.
We're trying to save his money, man.
He's got a whole woman he can stay with.
He can stay with you? You got a place he can stay with?
Yeah, he got a place with me, but guess what? He tried to act brand new when he got out.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, that's a little weird.
I don't know where this went, Mama, but thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
All right.
Geeks.
Okay.
I'm telling you, though, when he come home, you better check for that crack in the Liberty Bell. Okay? Because I'm telling you, this don't sound right.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Essence.
Hey, Essence.
So what are your thoughts on a grown-ass man having a roommate, 30 years old?
I think if I was just dealing with somebody like that, he was 40. He refused to call them roommates because he knew that was awful. He would call them housemates to make his
Did they even have a house?
They were renting rooms from someone, but like, it was none of their house. I mean, and you had them there for asking to move in with him. Like, dude, you don't even have your own place. Why would I give up my spot to go be roommate with your... No.
That's right.
You didn't give him none, did you?
No, I did. I shouldn't have, though.
See? Where'd y'all used to have sex at?
In his room. I mean, he had a room.
Oh, man. Did he have a twin bed?
No, it was a full-size, probably.
I think you deserve better, ma.
What happened if you had to go to the bathroom? Because you could go to the bathroom and somebody could be in the bathroom already. You just got to wait your turn.
Yeah, that was awful.
That's what I'm saying, man. You cannot share the same bathroom. Even if you're a grown-ass man, I got another grown-ass man as a roommate. Y'all got to have more than one bathroom.
Now, this is George. We have George on the line. George, you're 36 and you have a roommate now, right?
I told him I had a roommate.
Oh.
When?
About 2 years ago.
Wow, you was 34 years old. Anything else you want to add to this?
Nah, man. I'm just here for the...
Did y'all have one bathroom?
Yeah.
Damn. So you used to share the same toilet as another man? Your cheeks touched the same cheeks as did?
What's wrong with that, man? I do.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just telling you.
We don't judge you.
I'm just telling you that your DNA and his DNA is all over each other.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
How many bedrooms did y'all have?
Two, brother.
Anything else?
Nah, man. I was engaged at the time.
You was engaged?
Matter of fact, let me leave it alone.
Why y'all not engaged no more?
It didn't work out.
Why? She got tired of coming over and having to share the bathroom with two grown men?
Not even, brother. It didn't work out.
I hear you questioning your life right now, sir.
It's all good, bro.
And you should, but at least you're not in that situation no more.
You stay strong, man. What's the moral to the story, man?
The moral of the story is a scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine, but also known as a buster, okay? That's the song that made me move out of my mama's house when I was in my 20s, all right? And at my brokest, when I was making $8 an hour at Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina, I did not have a roommate.
Yeah, but how nasty was your apartment?
I didn't have all I had was a bed that my mama, thank God, let me bring up from Monk's Corner, South Carolina. I had a small TV on the floor, and that's it.
That's even worse.
That is not worse. Yeah. I'd rather have that than share a bathroom with another man.
How dare you?
Okay?
All right, we got more coming up next. Keep it locked. It's the best of The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. We got a special guest. He only come up here when he got something to promote. Even though he could come up here anytime he wants to.
But I use my friends at the right time.
His name is Little Duval.
What's up?
I see you cutting off your grays nowadays.
Yeah, no, I had. Yeah, I had
got
let
the
it
little baby
out.
Face.
I had let it grow out for a little bit to be a granddaddy for a little bit, but now I'm a zaddy now.
You're a little zaddy.
Now. I'm a zaddy now. I cut it off. I meant to get another haircut because now the white's growing back. You see the white.
What's
fronts?
Wrong with that? You used to give people half for shaving their face off.
I don't care. I still got the gray right here now. Don't get it twisted. I still got the not in my hair.
Now Envy should be here because Envy. That's why he's not here. You know
Envy grayed all the way. He dying his out.
I think both of them avoided you today. To be honest with you, I think Envy.
I wanted to see because I could see in person, like on camera, all that look real. But in person, I wanted to see, like, is you got paint in your face, boy?
No, Envy don't look real on camera.
He don't look
real. Envy got the worst paint job in New York City.
Yeah, Envy grow his hair out?
I don't know, you know.
I want to bet Envy $5,000. Envy, if you listen to this, I got $5,000 for you if you let your hair grow out till December.
Who you think got a better paint job, Envy, Khaled, or Kevin Hart?
Khaled ain't no joke. Khaled boy, he super black. Like he used like Negro spiritual black.
Well, let's talk about your special. This is your first special, right?
Yeah, this is my first special, man. Like
he cheating too. He ain't telling no jokes.
Yeah, I told half jokes, half music, and I put a lot of people on. That's just what my comedy is. That's why I see what comedy is evolving into. It's like a Vegas show. Like that's what I do. My show. My show is comedy, music, entertainment, and fun.
And you had who on there? Pretty V on there.
Pretty V on there. You know Jay Ski on there.
Jay Ski on
doing
there.
This thing.
Breisha.
Breisha Webb. She showed love. Navi Green. Nard hosting, he on there. So I did my thing, I put a lot of people on there too to show love.
And even though comedians have always been doing records, you got every comedian trying to make a song now.
Yeah,
even the white
so
ones.
I've been inspiring
Suit Andrew
the
Schultz.
Wrong people I've noticed with making music. But I mean, it is what it is. If it's making you feel good and you having a good time with it, do it. You know, that's what I did. I didn't do it to blow up. I did it because I loved to do it. And it just so happened that song stuck.
But you always been making music, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been doing it. That's how I got in the comedy game. I was a musical comedian. When I first started, they told me that wasn't comedy. Now, look, everybody doing it.
Yeah. What you been doing during the pandemic other than pissing people off, man?
Living my best life per usual. I didn't change too much because what I do, I was damn near like that before the pandemic.
Well, pissing people off, we know.
Well, that, but at the same time, the way I live, the way I move.
Yeah.
I always used to wear masks even before this because I used to like to move around and just go around so people didn't know who I was, but ain't nothing changed for me.
Yeah.
I had a great time. Like, I mean, of course, with the lives that passed, but at the same time, in my mind, like I told you when we used to be on the phone, if it was as bad as they said it was, we was going to die. So that's how I had it in my mind. So in my mind, I was like, hey, man, if it's going to be this bad, I'm going to live my best life like my man Kool-Aid did. And that's what I did.
Yeah, you called Duval.
Did you get COVID?
I probably caught that thing about 2-3 times.
You did have it, though.
Yeah, I had it. I mean, we all had it. I think anybody that told you they didn't, you don't realize somebody had it until after you told them you had it. You're like, yeah, I had it, too.
I think when we was all in Anguilla, I think all of us had it.
I think we all called it in Anguilla.
That's
messing
right.
Around with Charlamagne on New Year's.
Everybody was sick.
I ain't gonna say their name, but somebody was sick as f at that goddamn.
Everybody was sick.
At that party we had in New Year's. Everybody was sick. And I think I was the most sickest before they even acknowledged it. Like I was messed up like that January.
Yeah.
And then afterwards I got messed up again, then I got messed up again, then I got messed
hey,
up.
Hey, so you caught it three times
damn.
For real.
I think. Every time I catch a cold, I think I got corona.
But you've been between Florida and Georgia, so it's a good possibility.
Nah, we immune down there.
Did you know anybody that died? Like,
yeah, a couple people.
I'm talking about in that area? Like, you saw them partying
in
1 week?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. I mean, I do know some people that got messed up from it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my man got messed up from it, but we lived through it, man.
Yeah.
Are there any permanent changes you feel like you would make in life since the pandemic? Because obviously things have changed somewhat, even if it's not as drastic as it is in other places. Is there anything that you're like, do this differently from now on?
No. I'd be lying because I'm programmed how I am. I'm going to live like this. I'm going to die like this.
Well, there's somebody in the room that won't argue with you, man, because, you know, that tweet you put out where you said men over 30 shouldn't have other men over 30 as roommates really stung his soul.
Who?
Dramos.
You a roommate?
Nah, I did it until recently.
Hit dogs be hollering, man. Let me tell you, man. Honestly, I was just tweeting. I did not know it was going to affect people like this, especially men, because usually when you talk about men, we just laugh and move on. But this resonated so hard in y'all's soul. I didn't know it was that many 30-year-old roommates.
Because times is hard out here, man. People
It ain't hard out here in the South, because they getting that PPP loan. That's true. Y'all need to get a PPP loan.
But
y'all
men out here shacking up, man, for financial reasons, man.
Yeah, and see, what made me see that, I knew my homeboy, they was down in Miami stunting.
Yeah.
But they roommates.
So you was on one person.
Yeah, I was on one person. That's usually how all my tweets be. They be one person, and everybody else take them personal. Stop taking my tweets personal in your own personal life.
Can Dramos defend himself? I want to hear
Go ahead and defend yourself. I don't care, but go ahead.
I mean, because I think y'all are old, so you don't understand what it's like.
How old are you?
Oh, we from the bottom.
30.
You old too. Anything after 30 is old.
Listen,
young
bro,
people.
But I grew up in a different generation, bro. Jobs don't pay what they used to. Cities are expensive as hell to live in. And first of all, y'all make it sound like some sort of gay shacking up.
That's a full-fledged relationship,
man,
for real.
No, it is not.
Yes,
man,
it is.
In the South,
yes,
if you live with somebody for more than 3 years, it's common law marriage.
It's common law marriage. Your roommate can't kick you out. You know that, right? Your roommate can't really kick you out, literally. I mean, legally, they can't kick you out.
Y'all together, man.
I'm just giving you some advice just in case you shack up again.
Bro, if me and my former roommate were dating, y'all two are definitely dating.
What you mean? We don't ever live together.
You spent New Year's together on vacation together?
Yeah, okay.
With family and friends.
Let me tell you the difference, though. Hold up. Let me tell you the difference.
Go ahead.
We ain't mad what you said, though. You got offended.
I didn't get offended.
You got offended. Let me tell you how you offended, because we're talking about it now. I was over. I didn't even realize y'all was offended till the next day. And I went back on Twitter. I was like, oh, they mad. I did not know. Like, it ain't that serious. Don't take nothing I say that serious.
What?
Jamos, you should have just led with, you know, I just purchased a home recently.
I did.
But that's
what why
are you yelling at me?
All right, if it make you feel better, I had a roommate in my 20s.
Okay.
For a couple years.
And like, you know, I lived with my mom at 32.
Like, if it make you feel bad, like, it's not that serious.
I'm not upset. I'm not hurt.
This is why it's so hard to tell jokes, because they want to examine every f***ing joke you do.
And the only thing I say is, it's nothing wrong with two men living together, but they got to have two bathrooms. You can't share one
Y'all
bathroom.
Y'all sharing a bathroom?
Bro, you know, and you don't, have you ever lived in New York City?
Move like everybody else that got sense. Atlanta is booming right now. You can't find a house in Atlanta because everybody with sense is moving down south. Like, certain stuff, if you can't afford it, move.
I saved my money and I bought a house, so I was smart about it. What I'm saying is, you got a lot of people that, and listen, it's a joke. I'm not really offended by it, but a lot of people do feel upset about.
You see how he moved
like,
on from sharing that toilet with that nigga, though, right? He moved on.
Did you share a toilet?
What that got to do with anything?
But did you share a toilet?
But what does that have to do with anything?
You got a house now, so it don't matter. This is your come up story.
And he told me behind the scenes how uncomfortable it was.
Everybody got a come up story.
He told me he sat on the toilet seat after his homeboy one time and it was warm. He was like, that was the only time it was real uncomfortable.
Y'all sit on the same toilet.
Have you never used a public restroom?
I've never used, in the last 20 years, I've used my own toilet. Another man has never sat on my toilet.
Bro, as much as you travel, you never sat.
Another man has never sat on my toilet, not even in my hotels. Ask Jay Ski. They got to go to a whole nother room if they got to pee. I don't blame
Even if they got to pee?
Even if they got to pee. Be just peeing everywhere.
That is true.
You like I know what I do, so I know what they going to do. I don't let no man take a shower in my shower.
I have a question. Why do guys pee on the toilet seat and not put it up and not pee in the toilet? Because
if it ain't your toilet, you don't care.
I try. Even when I'm aiming, my wife will complain
sometimes,
about his pee
like,
on the floor.
Sometimes after you, sometimes the pee go everywhere. So
yeah.
So, you know.
All right, we got more with Lil Duval. When we come back, let's get into his joint. Smile, Bia. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Lil Duval. Charlamagne?
Now, I want to ask you some stuff you be asking people on Twitter, man.
Oh, Lord.
What's the dumbest shit you ever did for a woman you loved and now you regret it?
Bought everything. I bought them everything and let them keep it after we break up.
Like what?
They leave with a great severance package.
Yeah, you can't take stuff. You can't take gifts back. That's, you know.
Like, but after a while, you're like, damn, I shouldn't have gave her that shit.
What's the most expensive thing you bought?
Tiffany ring, a house, a cars.
A house?
You bought somebody a house?
You left a woman with a house?
You ain't never tell me that one now.
We'll talk Sheesh. Later.
A house?
We'll talk later.
Dramas.
She's still
dramas,
living it?
We'll talk later, man. We'll talk later, mate. Y'all won't get that juice.
God damn.
We'll talk later. But I ain't mad at
was
none
it
of
like, it. Was it like a nice house?
You ain't gonna get none rubber? Of that tea.
A modular home?
I got a show coming out, Living My Best Life. I talk about it on the show. Y'all watch it. It's on pay-per-view right now. It's an all black. It's an all black network too. I went all black.
Oh,
so y'all
Bob
can't
Johnson.
Say I'm not supporting all black. I went all black on my first special, so support it.
What about somebody kidnapped your old lady and held her for $100,000 ransom? What you doing?
She held. The hell you talking about?
You're not gonna pay for your old lady,
I'm
man.
I'm gonna give her a post. I'm gonna give her a deep post with a caption. I'm gonna give her a deep post with a caption. Act like I just missed it. I'm like, man, I was just about to send the money and everything. Yeah, but she gone.
How you gonna ask people the question? But you—that's your answer for real?
Yeah, I asked it. They could have gave that answer too, but that's my answer.
Damn.
You know what it is? Me and my old lady talked about it. You know what it is, right? If we go to one of these countries, they kidnap you. You kidnap.
Well, you say he...
What if they had Charlamagne for ransom for $100,000?
I give them $5,000. We got to negotiate $5,000. I got $5,000 for you, man. Ain't nobody getting past 10. My daughter, that's it.
Okay, what about when you said a lot of these got a sugar daddy too? Who are you talking about?
I got a new show called Living My Best Life. Special, first special ever. Okay, Charlamagne, you have to throw me under this. Won't happen. Won't happen.
It feels like he knows the answer already.
Set me up. I talk about it on my special.
Listen, I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a sponsor, man. You call him a sugar daddy. I call him a sponsor, man.
You know what I'm talking about. Who I'm talking about, Charlamagne?
What made you put stars in your Prius?
Now you want to switch this.
Oh, listen, but for real, you did put stars in the Prius.
Yeah, man, to let these know it's going to be a hot boy summer. See the boys up. And this is why I don't like interviewing with my friends, man. They don't never do right.
No, I just asked a question, man.
Why are you sweating?
Because it's hot in here. You got on. I'm trying to figure out why you not sweating and you got leather pants on.
Hey, because it's my special pants. Like my stand-up special. My stand-up special pants.
Oh, wow.
Nick, you see
him? You know, every comedian wear leather. I didn't wear it on my special.
I was wondering.
I wanted to be like the Rat Pack.
Man, hot as hell. And...
Nah, they feel good. It's still cold up here in New York. Like, I don't know why y'all still up here, but y'all are the only two left up here.
You might be right.
Everybody else down in Atlanta.
You ain't here.
I'm in Turks and Caicos. Turks
and Caicos.
Envy ain't here. I don't know where the hell Envy at.
I done told Charlamagne this 1,000 times. Why don't y'all buy something in the islands like me? I done told y'all this 1,000 times.
I plan to.
Think about how much you done spent vacationing.
I'm not here looking.
9 times out of 10, is just going to the Caribbeans. And all the Caribbeans is the same on each island. So just pick an island that you like the most and buy something.
My thing is trying to figure out if I want to buy land and build something or if I want to buy something that's already.
Either way, do one or the other. It depends on how much time you got. If you got a lot of time, because we deal with islanders, they slow as hell. So if you got a lot of time, then build something. But if you don't, just buy something.
Damn, you're going to be doing seminars soon, man.
No, I ain't. No, I'm not that. I'm not Envy.
You need to. It's going to be DJ Envy, Lil Duval, and Flippin' MJ.
MJ my size now. I lost 62 pounds with...
I lost 62 pounds with Flippin' MJ.
I feel it. Look like a new man.
He renovated his body.
Before I sold houses, I was nothing. Not looking at me.
Here's another one you tweeted. Have you ever taken your advice and said mid-argument, I see why your ex broke up with you?
I do that all the time. You never know. Like, you try to hear their point of view, and then you be like, you know what? After, like, 2 weeks of hearing that, you're like, you know what? I can definitely see where they're coming from.
Damn.
And then you stop answering their call.
How did your old
I got a friend like that right now. And you, I see where you're going, Charlamagne. It don't work on me, Charlamagne.
What are you talking about?
I see where you go. It's not going to work.
I just going to ask.
I see where it's going.
What would a woman say?
I know all your tactics because we practice them the day before on other people. It's not going to work. Move on to the next tweet.
I'm really just trying to get you to tell one story,
you know,
man. That's
gonna
so funny,
it
man.
It ain't going to happen. No.
Be direct. What's the story? What's the story?
Hopefully he put it, living my best life.
Hopefully he put it in a special right or something.
It won't be in this special. It'll be in the special like 10
years. I'll tell you this. It's the funniest Lil Duval story of all time. And that says a lot. Man, whatever you were smoking got me coughing.
You high already?
Hell yeah.
I wish I could smoke on this show.
What the hell was you smoking?
Nope.
Good.
Don't do it.
Good.
What made you decide?
Has anybody smoked on here yet?
Snoop.
Yes.
Okay,
so Ray Schmerman. Ray Schmerman lit up in there. Yeah.
I'm gonna let Ray Schmerman get over me. I can see Snoop, but Ray, bro. Ray? Hey.
That's fucked up, bro. I think they just did it, though.
I'll tell you what happened. Charlamagne told them it was okay for them to smoke, even though it wasn't. That's what happened.
Ain't nobody ever asked.
Can I smoke?
I don't care. I don't got nothing to do. I mean, I'm saying I don't know the rules, though. I don't care.
It turned into a, you know the rules, and it turned into a whole big thing.
It did?
Yes, it did.
Oh, y'all popping now. You can do what the fuck you want
to
do.
Now, let me ask you this. What made you decide to do a special after all this time, right? Because I'm sure you had other opportunities to do some. But what made you decide now is the right time?
Because I thought other things were more important at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, specials are always going to be there. But at the same time, specials are like albums now.
Mm-hmm.
And do people really care about albums like that anymore?
Depends who it is.
Yeah, it depends on who it is. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So so I wanted to get to a point where I was one of the that it depends on who it was.
What is your favorite stand-up special, though, that you've seen?
I don't watch none of them.
I really don't.
You watch Bill Burr?
I did, but I didn't even watch all that. But
okay.
The part I did watch, I like watching people that just don't give a f- like me. But see, the difference is they on a whole nother level, too. He had a point. That's where every comedian want to be at, a point where no matter what you say, they don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm at that in my world, but I want to be at that in all worlds.
I think that's impossible nowadays. I think even if they know you to be that, they're going to still find ways to be offended. That's the thing, right? To be able, if you can say whatever it is you want to say, you just got to be able to deal with whatever the backlash is.
And I feel like I'm like that because I'm so immune and scorned to it just from being on social media. Me and you all the time, ain't nobody been through more stuff than me and you. I get canceled every month.
Yeah.
I'm so immune to the bullshit. It's almost like I'm scorned from it. Yeah. I don't even notice when I'm being.
I don't even be over there. People be hitting me like, you know they going in on you. I'm like, for real?
All right, we got more with Lil Duval when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Lil Duval. Yee.
You see, they're upset about Prince Charming now.
Nah, what happened?
And
bring me up on game.
You know how he kisses. She did not give consent for Prince Charming to kiss her and wake her up, Sleeping Beauty. So now they're trying to say that's wrong. It's not okay to kiss a woman.
You talk about Sleeping Beauty or Snow White?
You talking about the real
yes,
movie.
Man.
Isn't it? Oh, wait, is it Snow White? Who is it?
I'm going to show it to you.
The Disney.
Yes, man.
So that's a charge now.
Yes, man.
And y'all wonder why I won't tell no more stories about back in the day in Daytona. Yeah, all right.
Look, Disneyland's new Snow White ride criticized for including Prince Charming's non-consensual kiss. Snow White was dead. The kiss brought her back to life.
She didn't ask for it, though.
They saying that about CPR. Yee sent me something earlier, said you can't do CPR.
Those people,
people
that get mad like that, I be wanting to sit there and talk to them, like person, not what they post. I want to sit there and ask them questions. And if you talk to them, they'll realize it really ain't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
They just need something to talk to. Like, but what they don't realize is building up the society to care about it more. You care about something that's not really a big deal. And it makes the society feel like it's a bigger deal. And now we make it a big deal because now people's emotions get involved in it. And it's not that, like, come
on,
bro.
In my mind, I be thinking, how privileged are you that the only thing you got to complain about in your life is whether or not Prince Charming's kiss was consensual with Snow White? By the way, it's way worse things than Snow White, by the way.
It's way, I don't want to talk about
people forget Snow
White.
Right. Snow
don't talk
White,
about it on this show because somehow it's going to correlate to what
no,
we're
I'm
doing.
Just, Snow White mama died during the childbirth. Nobody want to talk about the maternal death rate?
Nobody want to talk about Revenge of the Nerds movies.
No, we definitely want to talk about that. No.
You see what I'm saying? Let's move on.
Now, would you fight Floyd Mayweather for $250,000? You tweeted that, too.
Hey, man, I let him knock my jaw off.
For $250? That's all.
Nah, a meal. I need a meal.
Oh, but Joe Cinco getting a meal to fight?
He is?
Yeah, he fighting under the undercard. On the undercard.
Who he fighting?
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
I'll fight him for a meal. I'll fight Ocho Cinco for a meal. Ocho, you want to fight?
That's going to be a short-ass fight.
I don't care. Ooh,
hey, y'all keep playing with boxing, though. One punch
a
can kill you.
Short-ass fight. Thank you. I'll be here all She'll be on my Living My Best Life tour.
One punch can kill you if you get hit the wrong way, bro.
Not if you know how to fall. Man, I get people to watch.
You going to let them hit you?
Man, I know how to fall. What happens is it be the second hit, the third hit.
Yeah.
But that first hit, boy, ain't nobody going to spin like I spin. Trust me. Put a couple M's in there. Put a couple M's and throw some of them coins that everybody buying.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. Throw some of them cryptos and Doge and what is it? Dougie Howard?
What is it?
Dogecoin.
Throw some of them in there and I'm ready to fight. I'm going to go run a couple laps and do a couple swimming, get my body right. How much time I got? When the fight?
It's in Miami in June.
Oh, nah, it's deep. Oh, yeah, we're going to be. Oh.
You don't have time. You got to get more preparation.
I think he already got an opponent, though.
Who, Ocho Cinco?
Yeah. But nobody want to see you and
I think
Ocho.
He didn't announce it yet.
Nobody don't want to see Mayweather and what is it?
No,
Logan
I'm not watching
Perry,
it. I'm definitely Logan Paul.
Logan Paul? Like
yeah,
Paul
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is how bored entertainment has got.
Damn, ain't it?
Really watching Mayweather and Logan Paul. Is it Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
That let the audience know, like, we really slow as an audience because this is all that we see as entertainment. That's why Charlamagne always tell me I work too hard.
Yes.
Because it's like, it's too easy to make money entertaining now. Like, you ain't even got to have that much sense. And I be overthinking this shit, and then you see somebody do nothing, and they make millions. So
and you on your Living My Best
I'm
Life
over
special,
here, I'm
sweating,
over here sweating, working during the pandemic, trying to make people happy, still on the road,
dancing, singing,
tap dancing,
got a
band, I had pyro and everything coming out by the eighth show. I was like, man, cut that shit out, man.
You had pyro too?
Man, I had all that. When I first started that tour, I was like, man, boy, I'm finna
That's
go.
That's expensive.
Some. Yeah, I realized that by the 6-7 show.
Did you make any money?
Hell no. That's another thing.
What?
Man, I made less money on that tour than I made just before it.
Hold on. So wasn't the tour sponsored?
No, we went half.
No.
That's what happens when you do independent. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
but I was
yeah.
cool with it. Like, I really enjoyed the tour. The fact that I did my own tour and we did all those cities and they was all sold out, I was just happy to do that. And, like, I could say I did my own tour. So.
And you said,
I didn't go broke off of it, but the fact that I took everybody on tour that was down with me from day one, that was gratifying in itself.
Did they make any money?
Yeah, they made probably more than me.
Damn, and you still ain't going to do no album?
Yeah, I'm going to do an album. Matter of fact, I'm going out to what's name? And we're going to work on some new music now. I'm going out to the Bay Area now after I leave here.
With who? Who's what's his name?
With me and Clay. We're going out there.
That is.
I see where you're trying to go. Special, Live My Best Life special.
Where can they watch it, man?
Pay-per-view, and it's on All Deaf. I mean,
All Black.
All Black.
A-L-L-B-L-K. And you can watch it on pay-per-view. The video on demand.
Yeah, on demand.
And it's available right now.
It's available right now.
All right, it's Lil Duval. It's The Breakfast Club.
We in this together.
Coming up in 10 minutes, we got a classic donkey of the day.
Who that is?
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Peace to the planet. I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. And this year has been tough on everybody's mental health. GentleMind is here to help. GentleMind has developed an innovative new tool for groundbreaking insights into your unique genetic predispositions. Go to mentalhealthmap.com to be empowered on your mental health and well-being.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, listen, if you hear me talking to you right now, that means I'm not really here. Okay, we're on vacation. It's a best of show. But, you know, Donkey of the Day, I remember 10 years ago when I started this segment, I said that I hope that one day, you know, it'll grow to be a legendary, you know, radio segment. It's still not up for me to say that, but we've had some pretty good ones. Okay, they say this one is a classic. Here you go.
You get Donkey of the Day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get Donkey of the Day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You know what we're here for.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
I'm so exhausted this morning. Donkey of the Day goes to the new and first black head coach of the University of North Carolina, Hubert Davis. First of all, congratulations, Hubert Davis, on getting the job. Okay, drop on the clues bomb for Hubert Davis. All right, that is a very prestigious position for anyone to be in, but I know for a brother like Hubert Davis, who is a North Carolina native, a brother like Hubert Davis, who actually played for the University of North Carolina, a brother like Hubert Davis, who's been an assistant coach at North Carolina since 2012, I know Tar Heel Blue means more to him than most. So salute to that king, okay? You deserve it, you earned it, and I truly wish you much success. Drop on the clues bombs for Hubert Davis once again. Now let's discuss why we are all gathered here today. Hubert Davis had his first news conference since being named as head coach in North Carolina, and it's a historic moment, right? We just had Bishop T.D. Jakes on speaking about his new book, Don't Drop the Mic, and how the power of your words can change the world. So in a historic moment, like Hubert Davis' first news conference since being named head coach, I'm expecting Hubert Davis to bring it and inspire young black boys and girls around the world and make us all proud to be black. In moments like this, we have to remember what the late, great Nipsey Hussle said, the highest human act is to inspire. Okay, in moments like that, when you're the first black anything, but especially the first black head coach of the University of North Carolina, you got to show your black ass, okay? You have to stand up there in all your melanated glory and let the world know that it is a privilege to be black and simultaneously scold these institutions and organizations for taking so damn long. Now, for the most part, Hubert Davis did that. Okay, he spoke to the significance of being the first black head coach in UNC history. He spoke to being one of the few black Division I head coaches all around the country. But at some point in the conversation, it went left, or maybe it went white. I mean, right. Oh, hell, just play the audio.
It's significant that I'm African-American and I'm the head coach here. I know that in terms of Division I head coaches all around the country, only 26% of the head coaches for Division I men's basketball are compromised by minorities, specifically African-Americans. I know that it is significant that I'm the fourth African-American head coach in any sport in the history of the University of North Carolina. I'm very proud to be African-American, but I'm also very proud that my wife is white, and I'm very proud that my three beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us.
Did they ask him that?
No, they did not. That was unprompted.
Did I miss him?
Hubert, what the hell was that? What the hell was that, Hubert? Say it backwards, Leonard. Hubert, that was hell, the what? I'm happy that you are proud of your white wife, but what in the what does her skin color have to do with anything we are talking about right now? Does she have a name? What's her name, Hubert? I'm sure that she would have preferred and appreciated a shout out by her full name over being labeled the white wife that you're proud of. Now when she walks into Dean E. Smith Center next season for basketball, that's how people are going to see her.
There goes Hubert Davis with his white wife. Let me tell you something, Hubert Davis. You let Dr. Umar Johnson down.
I appreciate you and I love you, but you are no use to me with that white woman on your arm.
No, Umar, stop. Umar, stop. Whoa. Now, Umar, we're not doing that. Let's talk to this brother with love. Personally, I don't have a problem with interracial marriage or interracial relationships. Love is love, right? It should be. But when you hear brothers like Hubert Davis say things like, you know, I'm proud to have a white wife. Play the clip. Is that one little clip?
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
When you hear brothers like Hubert Davis say things like this, it's like, do you love her? Or are you just proud to have a white wife? I mean, when you love someone, the benefits of loving someone is just that. It's love. You love a person emotionally, sexually. You love their personality. You just love them. But Hubert, you make me feel like you with your wife for status. It's hard to act like there isn't an element of status in your interracial marriage when you went out of your way to randomly tell the world in a press conference about you being the first black head coach of UNC, speaking to the significance of that, and you just randomly, out of the goddamn Tar Heel blue, decided to tell us you proud to have a white wife? Not I love my wife and whatever her name is. I don't even know her name. Okay, not I love my wife and whatever her name is. You said I'm proud to have a white wife. I mean, I'm proud to have a black queen, but only because of brothers like you who I feel having internalized racist view of white people as superior, not just as people, but clearly as partners, okay? Hubert, you know, you are powerful and you have status because you are Hubert Davis, not because you are married to a white woman. What kind of virtual signaling were you doing? Did you put a TS in the air like a bat signal and the TS stands for Taylor Swift? Were you trying to convince those white people in North Carolina that you're not one of them, that you're one of the good Negroes who love white people so much and you're proud to be married to one? Hubert, you got the job already. You don't have to conform and make white people feel comfortable anymore. Clearly, you and the work you put in are enough. We have to realize that, you know, you didn't get that job because you kissed white ass. You got that job because your black ass is qualified. Okay, play the Hubert clip again, just the proud of my wife part, please.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
Why does that line make me feel like this? Why do I hear this song when I hear that line? The ooh,
ooh, ooh. I love my wife.
Yeah.
I love my wife.
Yeah.
Let's go ride a bike.
Yeah.
With my wife.
Yeah.
My wife's real young. My wife's real small. Let's go to the beach and play with a beach ball. Praise Jesus, God, and my wife. Let's go to the beach and ride a bike.
Ooh, I love my wife. I love my wife.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt when I heard that line.
Mm-hmm.
We can put a little stink on it.
Let's hear it.
Put a little stink on it. That's put a little remix on it. Let me hear.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
Ooh, I love my wife. Mm-mm-mm. I love my wife.
My wife is white.
Ooh, I love my wife. I love my wife.
My wife is white.
Literally.
Wow.
I have nothing else to say here, and neither does Dr. Umar.
Love who you are, and then you can talk to me. Negro with a white woman, you can't talk to me.
Oh, Dr. Umar, stop.
Dr. Umar,
stop.
Goodness
Jesus
gracious,
Christ.
Bro.
Please let Remy Ma give Hubert Davis the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Who let Dr. Umar in here?
I don't know.
Jesus.
That was aggressive.
Christ.
Can we hear that song one more time, though?
Which one? Which one you want now? You want the one with some mayonnaise on it? Give him the one with some mayonnaise on it, Dramos.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
Ooh, I love my wife. I love my wife.
My wife is white.
Ooh, I love my wife. I love my wife.
My wife is white.
Literally.
Literally. I gotta learn how to say that. Literally. Right. Literally.
Make sure Dr.
Has he clarified anything yet? Or...
I haven't heard anything.
Has he said anything?
I haven't heard anything.
All right.
If he was like, I just was nervous. I don't know why I said that.
Literally. All right. Well, up next.
Coon alert.
What? Dr. Umar, get out of here.
What the hell?
This guy is crazy.
He just comes out of nowhere.
What is up with this guy?
All right.
Jesus.
Now, don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Best of The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Danny.
What's your question for Ye, bro?
I got a question about sex toys. What would she recommend about me and my lady are trying to spicing things up.
Now, Yee, I think you need to take a step back and let Envy handle this one.
Okay, well, have y'all, I think it's also a process, like different people like different things. Like, what do you like done to you?
One disclaimer, I like some anal play with her from her butt plugs.
Okay. I have my headphones on. What's going on?
All right, so let's
hey,
let's
you're
talk
right
about
on time,
some,
Envy.
Let's talk about some
we
toys.
We opened the back door for you. Come on in.
So have you guys ever used anal beads?
On her, yes.
So you want to use on you too, though?
Not necessarily me. My focus is her.
Okay. So a lot of people, now let me tell you, my lip service, the Womanizer gets a lot of rave reviews. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, so the Womanizer is a great toy that you guys can use in the bedroom for her. And it's like it massages the clitoris, it vibrates. A lot of people like that one. They also have one that's a sucking vibrator for women. So it has a lot of suction on that. So you can try that one as well. For yourself, you know they have the ring. I don't know if I can say the word, but it rhymes with lock. But a lock ring that you can put around the base of your penis. Have you tried that?
Yes.
Okay, so you've already experimented with a lot of toys. What about bullets? Have you ever used a bullet?
I have not used bullets. I was pretty much just looking for brand names, but I looked up this Womanizer you were talking about.
Yeah, I also want to recommend that you guys try the bullet. You could use that on you and on her, but they're like these little tiny vibrators. They look like bullets, and you can, you know, put those inside of you and have them vibrate. So it's like a little tiny cute sex toy that you can use. Bullet.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Tell me what else. I want to know what you guys have used already.
Pretty much just the basic dildos, like the double-ended dildos, regular vibrators. Pretty much just the base stuff you find at your local sex shop.
Okay, so you want to move things up a notch.
Pretty much, yes.
Do you guys do any type of sadomasochism or any type of fetish and dress-ups or anything like that?
No, not into that. Did some Kama Sutra type thing, but no role play or no fetishes.
Well, you guys should try to move into that. And maybe what about handcuffs or tying her up or tying you blindfolds, things like that?
In the blindfold, yes.
And then using like a feather.
Very much, yes.
All right. Sounds like y'all are kind of advanced. So you know what I recommend? Going to one of those sex toy shops. And actually seeing what they have there. And they have a lot of experts in the store that can walk you through some things. And that can be really fun, too, for y'all to go in together and try some new things.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
And a lot of people are trying this whole glory hole thing right now, too. So you could try that.
No. That sounds dangerous.
No, I mean, y'all do it with each other at home, you know?
Oh, okay. All right.
Not with a stranger.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Have some fun.
Always.
All right, that's Ask Yee. See, we can answer your questions about anything, and there is no shame in anything you have to say.
All right, Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm gonna
keep it real with you. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This Big Al. What's up, DJ Envy?
What's up, bro?
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace, King.
You clapping your hands? What are you doing, man? What's your question for you, bro?
Amazing. You wake me up. You make me go goddamn sleep in the closet when I get to work. Shut up. Don't tell nobody anything. Now, let's talk business, Angela Yee.
Let's talk.
Okay. Topic of my subject is accepting money from an ex. Are you ready?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm ready.
I know. Okay, it's like eating a whole bowl of spaghetti and waking up in the morning and having to use the bathroom all day long. So that's how I feel. Check this out. I am in a situation, okay? It is a living arrangement. It is a sexual expectation, fantasy. Ooh, we all wrapped in one. But I'm getting feelings, Angela Yee.
Okay, so y'all not together. You're just roommates.
We roommates / sex buddies / sex club, you name it. We doing it.
But not in a relationship.
We play with each other in different conversations. Okay. It's complicated. It's very complicated.
But not okay, but not in a relationship, right? Are you in a relationship? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now continue.
She called her she called me one day. She said, "Hey, look, Big Al, what you doing?" I say, I'm working. She said, "I want you to all right, I'll call you back." Next thing you know, I call her 20 minutes later. I said, "What's up?" She's like, "I just come back from my ex house." I said, "What the?" She said, "Yeah, I just came back from my ex house. He gave me some blase money. He gave me a couple, you know, a couple bills." I'm like, "Okay, what the hell is you going over his house for? Why do you even need money? You make more money than I do." Nah. She tells me that she did it because she didn't think it was going to be no problem with me. She just wanted some extra change in her pocket. Why you ain't say nothing? I could have donated plasma. What the hell? Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the confusing part. That's not your girl.
That's legally,
she can do anything she wants to do.
She can do anything she wants to do. But when you make... We have, but you just, it's principle of the thing. It's the male ego you, you know what I'm saying?
That sounds more like, like your problem, and it sounds like you need to have a conversation with her. Maybe she's testing you. Maybe she's telling you that to see how you react because you're not trying to lock it down. If you're not with me, if you're not my man, I can do whatever I want. We've never had that discussion. Do you do other things too?
I'm the director. I need a damn camera.
But do you do other, do you mess with other chicks too?
Absolutely, Angela.
So what are you mad about? Y'all not even in a relationship. Doesn't this sound hypocritical to you?
We got this. It's amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. It causes, yes.
It's hard. Sir, y'all are both single. Y'all are both single.
Yes.
What's the problem?
But no. We have rules. We can't break rules.
So the rule is that she can't get money from her ex?
Well, no.
So no, she didn't do anything wrong. Sounds like you're having your own ego issues, and it's more something that you need to check. Now, if that was your girl, I would say that's an absolute no. But because you're messing with other women...
Okay, say if it was my girl, how can I break that down to her that that's not cool?
Well, sir, there's steps to this. First, she has to be your girl for your... She probably wouldn't have done that if you guys were in a relationship. Right?
Okay.
You got to figure out what you want to do and have that conversation. You can't be mad at her for going to her ex for anything. She could have slept with him, too.
Envy.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Be mad at yourself.
If your wife borrowed mama's money from her ex-boyfriend, what would you say?
If my wife...
That's what I
said. Oh, so you said my ex-wife. I ain't got an ex-wife, but if my wife wouldn't be borrowing no money from my ex-boyfriend, my wife wouldn't be speaking to her ex-boyfriend. What are you talking about? Huh?
What if your wife borrowed money from her ex-boyfriend and she didn't tell you about it until after she got the money?
Hell no, that wouldn't happen. My wife don't talk to her ex-boyfriend.
Sir, you cannot compare these two situations. That's not your wife. That's not even your girl.
Yeah, that's not your girl. You don't even know that girl. You share that girl. She was in Atlanta this weekend.
But if I'm giving her fellatio, she got to bow down sometimes, right?
No, she don't.
She never has to
bow
down.
You're not the only person giving her fellatio. She was in Atlanta this weekend. Mad dudes gave her fellatio this weekend.
And if you're giving her fellatio, you're bowing down. But listen, my whole point is this. That's not your woman. You haven't had that discussion. And you just got to live with it. She could do whatever she wants. She could get banged if she wants to.
Gee, she?
She can.
That's going to be a little deep. That's deep.
So either try to lock it down and be a good man, and you're messing with other women. How do you think she feels?
She likes it. I'm telling you, it is some of the most weirdest type of Pornhub type stuff going on up in Chump. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Well, this is what you signed up for, sir. She's doing her, you're doing you, and you guys are doing each other. Until you change the dynamics of that relationship, you don't call the shots.
I can't say nothing, huh?
You really can't. You can. Yeah, you have to take it, just like she is, from other people.
Ooh.
What is going on here, Yee?
Okay. I see something happening, Yee.
Goodbye,
you
sir.
You can't have it both. You can't have it both ways.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Don't go anywhere. Coming up, we got As Seen E, and you're listening to the best of the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Back up. Yo, you remember this? Check out this classic C&E moment.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of As Seen E.
And let the record show, our camera guy, Nick, and Dramos, our boy, said that we give terrible advice.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Big Rich.
What's up, Rich, man? What's your question for C&E?
Here's my thing, man. I kind of got myself into a similar entanglement, maybe as this guy had described. I was at a truck stop, and we were talking about smoking, and, you know, it was a little questionable to begin with there, but...
What happened now?
Wait a minute. You were at a truck stop with another guy. You were smoking weed, and then what happened?
Well, what I thought was weed, yeah, I ended up getting a little bit more high than I thought. We went back to my rig.
Oh, you found him attractive? Hold on, let me sit up for this one. Hold on now. You found him attractive?
Yeah. Wait, y'all went attractive?
Attractive. You found him attractive?
No, man, I'm going to get into detail, but I'm going to tell you that I woke up and I was entangled in the seatbelt. And this was probably 24 to 32 hours later. This was in upstate New York that it had started.
Oh, so you talking about the donkey the day I gave to Greg Kelly. So something like that happened to you.
But my question would be is, because I woke up and I felt weird. Everything smelled weird. Charlamagne, am I responsible?
What it smell like?
What it smell like? I can't even put these details on it. I feel so uncomfortable even recalling this situation.
Are you responsible for what, sir?
For what had happened, man. I felt like a different person.
I don't know what happened, but it sounds like you're implying that
he was penetrated.
This guy took advantage of you, and no, you're not responsible. If you got high with this person and, you know, you were high and you don't remember what happened and he had sex with you.
He raped you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was any penetration or if he had just gone rooting around looking for something that maybe he thought he was going to found. Well, that's where it is. Am I responsible? Do I even want to think about this situation?
No.
All I know is I was tied up. I was wrangled.
So when you woke up, what position were you in? Seriously, like what do you remember? Did you wake up like and you had to pick yourself up off your stomach? Like was you on your back? Like what was you? Where was you at?
Were your pants down? Like what happened?
Yes.
I mean, I had a shirt on, but the front of my head was in the cab and my rear end was in the back seat, so the entire truck was a disaster.
And you don't know who this guy is at all?
No, I have no idea who it was.
So he just...
I was more confused, and I was so embarrassed about the whole thing. I told a couple of my buddies, but I've kind of become this running joke now.
Yeah, you're not responsible for this, sir. What happened to you is not your responsibility. I don't know what to tell you.
You were taking advantage for. If you could remember the guy's truck, I would definitely call the police.
Yes.
Because it's not right.
And clearly, this guy is out there doing this.
It's not funny. You were raped.
Yes.
And I think you need to call the police and get this guy arrested.
And this guy has done this clearly before.
Before, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
He was a professional. He had a plan, and it wasn't weed. That's the only thing to look out for with this whole situation. Some people get funky. They want to get weird with it. They'll put whatever they can inside of that wrap. You smoke on it.
Let me tell you something. I respect you.
Yep.
And the main reason I respect you is because you're telling this story. A lot of men don't tell this story enough. Stuff like this does happen to men. And, you know, we don't take it as seriously as we should.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm super weird, bro. I heard what you guys were talking about. And that was the first thing that popped up into my head.
All right, well, you know, I would try to think about it. I definitely would go to the police station. Maybe somebody else has left a report like that that's similar to yours, and hopefully they can catch the person that drugged you.
But because I'm sure there's more guys with this more story. Because if he was sitting at a truck stop, he'd definitely be plotting on people.
And it's not your fault, bro.
It's definitely not your fault, my guy.
Well, I appreciate that. If you're ever upstate, stop in the Big Rick's small engine repair shop, and I'll probably give you a 10% discount depending on how I'm feeling that day, but...
Appreciate you, man.
All right, Charlamagne, you be good. Don't go doing anything I didn't do, okay?
I don't even know what that means.
All right,
but I can guarantee you that I won't.
All right. Yeah, you're a dirty dog. All right, then.
It's not your fault. And if it does happen, you should go to the police because...
Yes, man or woman.
You were raped, absolutely, and it's not right. Hopefully he gets the help. Hopefully he gets to the police station because I'm sure if this guy did it to him, I'm sure he's probably done it before.
I would think that a guy who does that to other guys, that's what he's banking on. He's banking on this dude will never tell.
Right. You know what I mean? Embarrassed. Absolutely.
All right, we got more coming up next. Keep it locked. It's the best of the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If summer is inspiring you to be a little bit healthier, Audible is a great help. Check it out for guided meditations, motivating podcasts, and audiobooks on fitness and nutrition. Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. Please remember that people may not always tell you how they feel about you, but they will always show you. You just got to pay attention.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.